This is over now, and you just gotta deal with it.
It's over.
Do you think it's over, Sydney?
All right, listen up.
I know it's Tuesday, but it feels like Monday.
Feels like Tuesday.
Monday has a feel. Friday has a feel. Sunday has a feel.
I feel Tuesday and Wednesday.
All right, shut up, the both of you.
I am ready to be back on the air.
Welcome to the show. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Everybody, go back to work.
It's Tuesday.
Beautiful. Now, can we all please get back to work?
Hey, let's talk. More work.
This is the beginning of the show. It's the fun time. We're ready to go.
They just want a good show. That's all they want.
Showtime.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Good morning and welcome. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Lauren and Wally Morning Show is on the air here from WROR. Here it is. The Tuesday morning after the Memorial Day holiday weekend. And this is big, because this is the day that we kick it all off for you here. The official WRR Live Nation Summer of Free Tickets.
Great.
Ticket winning begins at 8:05 this morning. There'll be three chances for you to win tickets today. 8:05, 12:05, and 3:05. Let's see. This is what a concert it is, too. We got one big show, Journey, Def Leppard, Cheap Trick, August the 11th at Fenway Park. Okay. First of all, how's everybody? Have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was great. I had a fun weekend in South Carolina. I learned myself some Southern charm. I did.
Did you?
I did. I actually got a very high compliment from a woman who said that I could be a Southerner very easily. Yeah.
Really?
At any point, did you kind of drift into using a little Southern accent at all?
No, but Dave Falcone did. He kept saying to people as they would get out on the get out of the elevator, "After you, y'all." And I'm like, "Are you serious right now?"
He actually said y'all.
I think it would really properly be after y'all.
Yeah, I think that's what he said. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. I was not doing it. Yeah. I was like normal Boston girl, yeah, and he was like, "I'm all of a sudden, you
y'all's
know,
easy Rhett to throw
Butler.
In there."
Yeah. How you doing? Get off the elevator.
Yeah, hey, you're
yeah,
in my
exactly.
way.
Exactly. Why aren't you moving?
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's go. Okay, and hey, did you go camping this week?
I did not go camping. I did spend the day in Maine yesterday, which started lousy but turned out pretty nice. So,
did you go up to see George H.W.?
You know, H.W. actually went to the VFW breakfast down the street from his house before he was hospitalized, believe
Get
it
out.
Or not. Yes, he did. He missed the parade yesterday, so I didn't see him. But there were a lot of people. It was nice because when you go by the compound at Walker Point,
yeah,
there were a lot of people. It's easy to see from the road. There were a lot of people that showed up with American flags in honor of him yep, and his yep, service. Yep. So that was nice.
Okay, and you went to the Celtics game.
Yeah, went to the Celtics game. Got to take Sam Bell to a game 7.
Wow, that's awesome. Except for the outcome.
Okay, we're not going to worry about that. We're going to be positive about this whole thing.
So excited about these Celtics.
Yep, I am too. I'm looking to the future.
Man, they're good.
Okay, so other things we have coming up on the program today. Let me see. Of course, we got the ticket giveaway. The reason you can't lose weight. They finally figured it out. And basically, well, I'm not going to tell you. We'll tell you later on the program.
I can tell you why I can't lose weight.
Okay. I'm a little concerned about this afternoon.
Why?
Won't have any place to pee this afternoon.
Oh,
Starbucks
is going to
be closed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
are they closing, like, after the morning shift?
Or? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this afternoon.
Like,
okay.
That's good. Okay.
Okay. And, oh, we also have, you know the story about the 30-year-old still lives at home guy?
Yes.
We have an update on him.
Okay. Really?
Yes, we do.
Okay, great.
All of this is coming up this morning. Plus, we got Winograd in 60 seconds in 10 minutes from right now.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time has arrived. Abundance of excitement is on the air here. Excitement. Because, yes, indeed, it's time to win a grand in 60 seconds. Our player this morning is standing by right now. He's from Quincy, Massachusetts. His name is Miles McDonough. And ironically, he at one time actually worked with LBF. Hey, good morning, Miles, and welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Good morning to you guys.
And good morning to you as well. Now, you're a driver, right?
Yes, I am.
And at one point, you drove for the mighty Boston Herald, correct?
I didn't drive for the Herald. I was in accounting over there.
Yeah, you worked with LBF when you worked over at the Herald.
Okay. So now I understand this is probably where you picked up this abundance of information you have, right?
Indeed.
Miles now, is very confident.
Miles, here's the deal. Hank is going to be your quizmaster today. LBF is off celebrating her 20th anniversary. It's hard to believe, isn't it? So What's going to happen to you in the next 60 seconds? Hank is going to ask you 10 questions. You'll hear the ticker in the background. You can at any time say pass. If you don't know the answer, you want to contemplate an answer on that, move ahead. You get through. You got time left over at the end before the buzzer goes off. Then we'll come back and you can pick up those questions you passed on. So if you get all 10 of them right in 60-second time period, we give you $1,000 in cash.
All right.
Okay, you got that?
Let's do this.
Okay. Speak up very, very loudly, please, so we can be sure we get all of your responses. So if everybody's ready, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Miles, how long is a century?
100 years.
What does POTUS stand for?
President of the United States.
What singer is known as the Boss?
Springsteen.
Who played Brian in The Breakfast Club?
Pass.
What actress did Prince Rainier of Monaco marry in 1959?
Grace Kelly.
Neptune is god of the sea according to which mythology?
Greek.
Vichyssoise is what type of food?
Pass.
The postal abbreviation for Oklahoma is what?
Okay.
What is the sign of the zodiac that falls from late October to late November?
Sagittarius.
True or false, a broken laser pointer was the first item sold on eBay?
Correct.
Let's go back. Who played Brian in The Breakfast Club?
Anthony Michael Hall.
Yes! Buzzer!
Yes!
A good get on the end there.
Seven.
Seven
correct.
Okay, with two incorrect and one pass on that.
Right. Yep. Neptune is the god of the sea according to Roman mythology. Vichyssoise is what type of food?
Soup.
I thought it was a shower myself.
No soup for you.
And Scorpio is the sign of the zodiac that falls from late October to late November. Miles, you're a smart guy.
Good. Hey, strong really showing, good. Miles. Strong showing. We got a consolation prize for you. A pair of tickets. See Dead & Company. They're coming May 30th. Go be at the Xfinity Center. Tickets are on sale now. Visit LiveNation.com. Hey, thanks for playing, Miles. You did a great job today.
Thanks, guys. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. I love the show. Lenny, we're going to the dead.
Yeah. Hey, anybody else, if you want to play this game, take a shot at it. Simply log on to WRR.com. That's log on to WRR.com. And we're going to tell you exactly, you'll get a call in advance and saying, okay, you're going to have a chance to play. And we'll take care of it for you, okay?
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. Boston's greatest hits, 105.7 WROR, The Lauren and Wally Show, sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Okay, Tuesday morning, and it's time for your 620 Men from Maine. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem has just arrived for Sunday morning worship service at St. Joseph's Church and Baby Aspirin Factory. When we hear...
Say, Ephus, you won't believe what I just saw.
What happened?
Oh, you know old man Miller?
You mean the one who's always had the two crutches?
Yeah. Well, he went over to the holy water, and he rubbed some of that holy water on each one of his legs, and then Pastor Fazul came over and threw away both of his crutches.
Oh, my God! You may have just seen a miracle. Where is he now?
He's over there writhing on the floor by the holy water.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR.
The Lorna and Wally Show.
So it's time for a test right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show. Can a voice break glass?
Well, you know, it's funny. There are two Netflix shows coming out, and the first one is with Steve Martin, Martin Short. We'll get to that right after this. But first, I want to test your crystal, because The Break with Michelle Wolf premiered on Sunday night. It's a late-night show on Netflix, and Michelle Wolf is a comedian, and she was at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and she was a little controversial, apparently. She's a very funny woman. Here's her take on Mario Batali, who is under... He's not under arrest. That's Weinstein. But he's been fired and being investigated for sexual harassment. And here she is on him. The thing is, though, it's the voice. Just I don't know.
I
love when someone like Batali finally gets caught for justice reasons, but now we can also make fun of how he looks because no one's going to come to his defense like, hey, that's sexual predator shaming. So here goes. The NYP investigation is mostly to find his neck. Mario Batali looks like what happened if the Macy's parade had a Me Too float.
Oh my God.
I know his food's good, but he doesn't have to eat all of it. He looks like what a tuba sounds like.
Oh my God.
She's really funny.
She's so funny, but I think her, and she's addressed this in her specials, her voice is, it's tough. You got to lower the volume. It's one of those things.
It's like the next coming of the nanny.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, exactly. You know,
oh,
if the nanny
she was much more irritating.
If the nanny can do it, then Michelle Wolf can do it. Okay, Steve Martin and Martin Short, they're on tour together, which is really great. It's an evening you will regret for the rest of your life. It's going to be at Tanglewood September 2nd. Meanwhile, one of their first shows was recorded and is now on Netflix. And here they are roasting each other. Here they are roasting.
And when I think of Steve, and it's not often, but when I do, the one thing that strikes me more than anything else about you is how unbelievably pale you are in person. It's like I'm being haunted, you know. No, really. Yeah, I mean, you look like a page in a coloring book that hasn't been colored yet. Steve once got a sunburn from his Kindle reader. I mean, you know.
Oh, Marty, that is so sweet. And I often hear people refer to you as a whole entertainer. Oh. Well, I added the word entertainer.
And may I say that you look fantastic. And I guess that's the charm of looking 70 since you were 30.
By the way, Martin Short is also the name I use when I check into a hotel and want to be anonymous.
35 years later, and you're still the jerk.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
So I'm reading this headline this morning. This is a very exciting story, I'm thinking, because it says Patriots owner Robert Kraft helped save a guy who has a seizure at a Kevin Hart show. I'm thinking, wow, I wonder what he did. He goes down, he gives the guy CPR. What happened? See? So I look up the story, and they said basically the guy had a seizure. He was frothing at the mouth, and Robert Kraft called security. I'm thinking, well, that doesn't sound all that exciting. But I guess, fortunately, our microphones were there.
Hey, Jonathan, call security. This guy just puked on my new Nikes.
Okay, so that's pretty much wow. It. So I'm thinking, if you really want to see somebody spring into action, you got to see the Spider-Man in France.
Sure
did
do.
Did anybody see the video in that? We're going to cover that for you, coming up right after 7 o'clock this morning.
I have some thoughts about that video. Oh, yeah.
This is an amazing story, so stick around for that. In the meantime, well, it was quite a weekend.
Let's start with the good news, shall we?
Okay, I was going to say, we got good news, we got bad news.
Yeah, the Red Sox, you know, they're the only game in town now, and yesterday they rejuvenated the Boston sports faithful with an 8-3 win over the Blue Jays at Fenway Park. Andrew Benintendi had the big blow for the Sox in a 5-run fifth.
Fly ball, left field, well hit. Turning around, Martin looking up, and it is gone. A 3-run homer for Andrew Benintendi. And the Red Sox busted open early.
That was Benintendi's 7th home run. He is absolutely on fire. He had a double, triple, and 4 RBIs. J.D. Martinez hit his 17th. David Price pitched 5 innings of so-so ball for the win. Mookie Betts should be in the lineup tonight. He missed 2 games with tightness in his left side. Sox and Jays play again tonight. Rick Porcello against Marco Estrada. Meanwhile, it'll be the Warriors and Cavaliers in the NBA Finals for the 4th straight year. Golden State came back. They beat the Rockets 101-92 in Game 7 last night. Cavs beat the Celts 87-79 in Game 7 Sunday night at the TD Garden.
Our own Brian Bell was at the Garden on Sunday.
It was a weekend of ups and downs. Mostly downs.
Mostly downs.
But like Friday night, my son Sam and I, Sam's a huge Celtics fan, 8 years old. We're watching the game, and we lost.
He was crushed.
Crushed. Yep. And then Saturday, I said, well, let's go get a new haircut. So we went and saw Angel, our barber over at the Chop Shop, to get a Celtics logo in the back of Sam's head.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I told him, buddy, I have tickets for Game 7.
Wow. That's amazing.
It was a huge up, and we were up, and we were excited the whole game, and then the last 5 minutes we were puddles.
But
how's he doing?
He's doing all right.
Okay.
He's coming around.
Okay.
You know what? Kids his age really need to learn what it's like to lose.
That's right.
I'm like, welcome to being a Boston sports fan.
There you go.
Back in the day. So
that's right. See, that happened to us when we were 6 months old. It took him to eight
right.
to figure that out.
Hey,
that's
look,
pretty good.
We got, and I think we got to look on the bright side of this. I mean, I'm just looking at this as all positive because wait till next season. I mean, look what we did without everybody.
There's not another team that could have done this in the NBA.
No, absolutely not.
Tatum, Brown, great players with Kyrie and Hayward coming back. Game one. Got the NBA Finals. It starts on Thursday. Game one of the Stanley Cup Finals went to Vegas last night. The Golden Knights beating the Capitals 6-4.
Okay, everybody. Coming up next, we got a bell buster. Today, it's all about
The last day of school. You know, Claudia has been waiting for the last day of school. It's her birthday, and her husband wanted to mess with her. So I called as the school to let her know that the last 3 weeks, we're going all half days. End of the school year, the kids are barely paying attention anyway, don't you know?
They have had a lot of days off because of all this snow. They're not going to be well prepared this year.
The MCAS stuff's all done, and we're kind of just rolling through the end of the year. We'll show a lot of educational films like Lead Paint, Delicious But Deadly, Locker Room Towel Fight, The Blinding of Larry Driscoll. So, you know, they'll learn things like that.
105.7 WROR.
Lauren and Wally.
Hello.
The Brian Bellbuster.
Mornings on the 50s.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
105.7 WROR.
Okay, it's Claudia's birthday, and her husband, Brad, wanted to mess with her. When is the last day of school? Everybody's counting him down, and so is Claudia. I called his her kid's school to let her know that, we have to go half days for the rest of the year.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Jonathan and Anthony's parents.
Well, I'm their mother. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Troy McClure from the Edenek High School.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Very good, thank you. We're just working our way towards the end of the school year.
Finally. Yeah, well, I'm not looking forward for that, but yes.
Oh, it'll be a long summer, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, and it being a long winter also.
Well, we, we've had a lot of snow days, so we're kind of going right up as late as we can go with school, and it's really stretching the school budget.
Okay.
So we've got a couple changes we're going to make towards the end of school to try to, stretch a dollar, if you know what I mean.
All right, so what was the changes about?
We're going to do some half days.
Half days?
Yeah, because the half days really, they count as a full day as far as the state's concerned. For the last 3 weeks, we'll do a half day every day.
Oh, my God, for 3 weeks, half day?
Yeah.
Okay, I know what half days is, but...
Well, here's what we're going to do, because we know that parent pickup at noon is tough for some people. So what we're going to do is alternate half days. So, like, the first half day, we'll start on Monday. That one will be, like, a morning session, and then the next day will be an afternoon session starting at noon till regular pickup time. So it'll alternate.
But, for instance, Jonathan and Anthony, they're in different grades. I mean, does that mean they both will go out at the same time?
Yep.
One at one time and the other one at another time? How is this going to work out?
Well, the whole schedule is posted on the school website for everything there. And also, we're going to have to, with the half days, we'll do kind of speed classes. We'll kind of get the full schedule packed in there so that everybody still hits all their classes and everything.
Oh, my God, guys. I mean, you're making things so difficult. I'm spending the whole day driving, homework. I mean, it's like I'm in school also.
Yeah. But, by the end of the school year, the kids are barely paying attention anyway, don't you know?
They have had a lot of days off because of all this snow. So,
right.
So half day, I mean, they're not going to be well prepared this year.
The MCAS stuff's all done, and we're kind of just rolling through the end of the year trying to make it to the end. So we'll show a lot of educational films like Lead Paint, Delicious But Deadly, Locker Room Towel Fight, The Blinding of Larry Driscoll. So, they'll learn things like that. And then also, because we sent a form home with Jonathan and Anthony, and it looks like your husband, Brad, already sent it back in. And because part of the...
Brad?
Yeah. It looks like we've got...
When did you send this?
Yeah,
when did you send this?
Looks like he sent it back already. So here's what you're signed up for to help us out. We're going to need... On the days when the kids have lunches, if you can make lunch for the whole class and bring some snacks in on the other days, that'd be great.
Okay, listen. I'm coming to the school. I'm talking to the principal. This doesn't make absolutely no sense. This is insane.
Yeah, well, when you come in, too, because we're also saving money. We're saving money there in the lunchroom, but then also saving some busing money. And you guys have a big car, don't you? How many kids could you fit in that car? Like eight? You're signed up for eight to drive home eight kids.
Just my two kids. Those well, are the only ones that drive me to school. This doesn't make any sense.
We'll have to check the schedule. I'm not sure if you got your kids on the busing route or not. You're going to have eight kids assigned to you. Hopefully your kids are in there. I'm not sure, though.
No, I'm not taking any kids.
Oh, and then also,
my two kids to school.
It looks like you have to bring home the class chickens. Is that going to be a problem?
You're kidding, right?
Absolutely, we're kidding, Claudia. This is Brian Bell from the Lorna Wally Show. This is a Brian Bell buster, Claudia.
You got me. Oh, my God. I can't believe that.
You're not already on your way down to the school, are you?
Well, listen, I was about to show up.
All right, well, Brad wanted to wish you a happy birthday and a happy summer.
Absolutely. It's going to be a forgettable birthday. Oh, my God.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show.
Thank you.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Well, definitely the top trending video over the weekend was the French Spider-Man thing. Man, that was absolutely incredible. And you just don't see something like this in... It's really great that everybody's got a cell phone now because you can get these things as they happen.
Well, amazing. It was incredible. This guy, there's a baby dangling from an apartment building in Paris, four stories up.
Right.
Michael Jackson was nowhere to be seen. I'm kidding.
And then, like, hey, Michael, where are you?
So this baby's, I guess, a four-year-old.
He's 4 year old. Yeah. He's a toddler.
And there's a guy on the same floor kind of reaching over to grab the baby but not getting to him. So this man scales the building in how many seconds? Like, I mean, you're watching it, and it's like he does it in like eight moves,
it was,
you know?
Pretty quick.
It was like...
Yep. It was extremely quick.
It was crazy.
Although when you told me about the French Spider-Man, I was a little disappointed he was not wearing the outfit.
I know. Yep, I'm like, yep, did you see the French Spider-Man? And he looks at the video, he's like, he's not wearing an outfit. I'm like, oh my God.
He didn't have time to go to the phone booth to change. Hey, what's a phone booth?
So anyway... Yeah, and the crowds took pictures. It's been viewed, I mean, how many times? It's been 2 million as of yesterday.
Yeah.
The baby, the rescuer and the baby were suffering from shock, and he was got a bunch of scratches from scaling the building. But then finds out that he's an immigrant, and the president of France, to reward him, gives him citizenship to France. And this is what I really liked. And a job as a firefighter, of working for the fire department.
And gave him a medal, too.
Yeah. I mean, so it's really cool. And I just was thinking about the whole thing. Couple of things about this video. First of all, I turned to my husband. I'm like, oh, my God. Did you see this? He's like, I don't know. I think it's fake. I'm like, what?
Really?
He's like, how come that guy is right next to the baby and not grabbing the baby? And then my friend explains. She's like, I don't know. I think he was lazy. It's just like the way you reach for a clicker. Like, I can't really do it. I can't get it.
I'm thinking of the guy who was reaching. I think of the guy's got acrophobia. He's
afraid.
You
know, that's the other thing, that if you're afraid of heights, that's, I mean, you have to.
Because I thought the same thing. Why didn't the guy grab the kid?
Oh, but maybe he couldn't get to him, or he was couldn't get over the ledge anyway.
Well, when I was watching the video over and over again,
right? Yeah.
By the time the guy who was scaling the building got up to the kid, the guy who was already there on the balcony had pretty much gotten him. But he's like, well, you came all this way. Why don't you get the kid?
I know.
That was nice of him.
Exactly. You know. Yeah, you do it. You know what this really is? This is really an advertisement for parkour, which is when people like scale buildings and jump around in city places as an exercise regime that I didn't understand until
now
this
you
weekend.
Know. Now you know why you do it.
I think they should hang the father outside on the balcony.
Yeah,
because
where was the father?
He went shopping and then went to play Pokemon Go.
You know, 4-year-olds are exhausting.
What was he shopping for? 1995?
Who's still playing Pokemon Go?
Really?
That's
seriously
shocking.
Not him.
Okay. Wow. Unbelievable. Okay, stand by, ladies and gentlemen, because coming up next on your 720 Men from Maine, Effie is worried about her sex life, so she visits Doc Sider for some guidance. That's coming up next right here at 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
As today's action-packed drama begins, Effie is visiting Doc Sider with a few questions about her sex life. When we hear...
Well, Effie, let me see if I can help. Now, I have some paperwork to fill out here, so bear with me. First of all, do you and Ephus have mutual orgasms?
Hold on a sec, Doc. Could I borrow your phone?
Why, sure.
Ephus? It's Effie here. Listen, I have a question for you. Do we have mutual orgasms?
Well, what did he say?
He said, no, we have State Farm.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
So LBF just celebrated her 20th anniversary. You know, really big deal.
Yes, it was a really big deal.
She decided she's going to take a little trip and try to pick up some southern charm. So she heads off to Charleston.
Charleston, South Carolina, because I watched that Bravo show.
Y'all.
And I love all those Southern Charmers.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's ridiculous that I went there because of that, but it's a great little city. Real hop, skip, and a jump to get there. 2-hour flight. And you get there, and it's awesome. We stayed in this great hotel, and there was a pool, and then we went and did a lot of the, you know, touristy stuff. But Dave Falcone, my husband, who is a mixologist, he loves booze. He decided that he was the happiest place he was here. The oldest, this is what he had to say about it.
Really? Where are you, Dave?
Huh? I'm the oldest liquor store in the United States of America, right?
Really?
The whole country?
Yeah.
And the liquor, the whiskey selection in particular is off the charts.
This is the worst because...
Off the charts.
Because
I've never seen anything like it.
We didn't check our luggage, so... Well, we could, I suppose, check our luggage.
I mean, from scotch to Irish whiskey to bourbon, American whiskey. I mean, it's what I'm seeing right now is amazing.
I can tell he's blown away.
And then he did a twirl with his arms up. He was so happy, I can't even tell you. Listen, you know, the thing about Charleston is that it's like a foodie town. It's a great place to, you know, get a really great meal. And one of the places we went to was Lewis's Barbecue. We took an Uber outside of the city a little bit.
Yeah.
And when I tell, Dave ordered a pound of short rib. And it wasn't a short rib. It was a big rib. It was as big as my arm.
Like
and it was $22.
Wow.
Not a whole
wow.
rack. It was just one giant
one rib?
Hunk of meat.
It was like on like Barney would have.
Yes, it was like that. And he ate the whole thing. But here's the crazy part. We went to a restaurant that's apparently renowned throughout the country called Fig. I had to get on the phone and the internet a month in advance to get a reservation. It was bananas.
It's one of Todd English's
Figs? No, it's not Todd English. No.
Because there's a Fig in Charlestown.
No, that's Figs. This is Fig.
Oh, Fig.
And so it was crazy. So we ordered this like shrimp, tuna tartare, and we ordered for appetizers and like chicken liver and this gnocchi, all right? This gnocchi was so great, and I did something I've never done before in my entire life.
You're kidding.
I ordered it again.
What?
Wow.
And the same meal. I was like, you know what?
Wait.
I'm just going to have another one of those.
Two orders? Wow.
It was an appetizer, so I'm not really ashamed. It was so good, and I learned this from the locals. It was so good, you want to punch your mama in the mouth.
Wow. That's a southern charm.
It's so good. You want to punch your mom in the mouth. Amazing.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. Okay, well, coming...
That's funny because I thought that yesterday up in Maine.
Wow. Okay, hey, we got, Dirty Laundry coming up at 7:45 this morning. We got some great stuff on Dirty Laundry.
Yeah, where
today.
Are Meghan and Harry staying? You, too, can stay in their honeymoon suite,
You're
not with them.
Not going to believe where they're going on
crazy.
Their honeymoon. It's amazing. Okay, Hank.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, let's get right straight to it. The Dirty Laundry update is on the air here for WROR. We're going to start with the honeymoon?
Well, yeah, we're going to get to what Grey's Anatomy star was robbed in Italy, who's getting sued by Sesame Street, and what bands just lost a member about to go on tour. But first, it's the honeymoon. They're finally going to go on their honeymoon. Meghan and Harry, they had to work for a week after, just like the Riggs. And, and so now they're finally getting out of... Dodge? What are you called? Getting out of...
Dodgingham Palace.
Yes, Dodgingham Palace. And they're going to go, apparently, rumor has it.
Get this.
Canada.
Canada.
Listen, Canada's beautiful. I mean, it's not Bali, but there's really good bacon.
It's that round bacon.
Listen, here's the thing. When you do Canada, you got to do it right. And you know how you do it right? You go to a Fairmont. You know what I say? People who like camping have never been to a Fairmont.
They going
now,
to Banff?
No, they are not going to Banff, Fuffa. I've been to that Fairmont in Banff.
Really?
It's seriously the highlight of my life. Like, it was the best thing
it's
ever.
It's an unbelievable place.
Oh, it's so beautiful. But they're not going there. So, but if you have a chance to go to the one in Banff, that's okay, too. They are going to the Fairmont Jasper Park Lodge in Alberta. Now, what's really interesting about this place is that both his great-grandparents and his grandparents went to this, which makes it weird, but sort of royal. I don't know. They hosted King George in 1939 and then Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip recently in 2005. It's a 6,000 square foot. It's called the Outlook Cabin. And it's got six beds. Why do you? Well,
okay, so this is not like
honeymoon.
this is not like a regular wow. people place.
I mean, really, I'm not going to say it. So, six full ensuite bathrooms. Wow. There's lots of places to hide. So it's about $5,000 a night if you want. Like,
$5,000 a night.
Yeah, an equal cabin like that. It's not this particular one. Was about $5,000 a night.
But now, wait. This is. They're not taking up the whole place.
Yeah, they're taking up that whole cabin. Well, they probably have people, right? They have staff. They have, like, people who protect them, I'd imagine, right?
Yeah.
And then they have people who, like, do stuff for them, like call, you know, and make reservations.
Tie their shoes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Straighten out the bearskin rug.
Yeah. button their nightgown.
It's beautiful.
Kind of
it's all log cabin-esque. And then it's got, like, those big stone wood-burning fireplaces everywhere. It's
so when
very
are they going?
Romantic.
When are they going to be there? Because, you know,
I guess only, now,
they're only
like
two
soon?
Seasons. There's summer, there's July, and then there's winter.
Well, I think they're going to go soon. I think that's
really?
What, yeah. I mean, if they're not, I think they'll probably get some photos of them going, you know. This is all a PR thing,
nice
too.
Looking.
Isn't it beautiful?
Off-season rate is only $3,400 a night.
Well, okay. Well,
but that's nice. For the whole cabin. A regular room's like, but it's Canadian dollars, one. Two, a regular room's like $300 Canadian. So
I don't want a regular room.
I know
want
you
the
don't.
Prince's room.
I know you don't. Anyway, so well, that's where they're cool. going. So it's really exciting. I'm going to follow all that. Speaking of vacations, Ellen Pompeo, our little girl from Everett Revere, who's Meredith Grey, let's be honest. That's how we know her, on Grey's Anatomy, robbed in Italy. Someone just totally stole her purse. She says she blames it on the rosé. But grazie to whoever stole it for dropping it on the street exactly intact. I was tracking my phone and chasing you down. Had I caught you, it would not have ended well for you. I am nice, but let's not forget my heritage, Napolitano. She and her husband are vacationing. Do you know what happened to my mother in Italy? I'll tell you the story.
I can only imagine.
I gave her some of my Italian money. And she was going to Rome, and I was like, Mom, can you take this Italian money and buy me some linens when you're on vacation? Because I really want some, and I love the linens there. Great. Yeah, no problem. She calls me, and she's like, oh, I feel bad, Lauren. I said, what happened? She's like, well, I got pickpocketed in Rome, and they stole your money. I'm like, what do you mean they stole my money? Well, they stole your money because it was in this pocket, but they didn't steal my money. I'm like, are you kidding me? How do you know? She's like, I just know. I'm like, oh! So there's that. Sesame Street is suing Melissa McCarthy over the Happy Time murders because the children's show object to Melissa McCarthy because it features disgusting things with puppets. I mean, Avenue Q did the same sort of thing, but it didn't get sued. But this is pretty profane. I love Melissa McCarthy, but I like my Muppets to be G-rated. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a little dirty.
And then finally...
You know, it's kind of amazing, too, because Jim Henson's son directed this movie.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. That's weird.
Oh, wow. The film notably was directed by... Yeah, I should read the last sentences. By Brian Henson, the son of... Ooh, okay, that's weird.
That's going to be... that's going to leave a mark.
Yeah, Def Leppard's Phil Collins leaves the tour because of a family emergency. So that's after just a couple of shows... The guitarist, Phil Collins, announced that he was stepping away.
Not
so,
to be confused with
Phil Collins. Phil Collins, right. I know, but...
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is it. It's time to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. Our player is on the line right now. Her name is Eileen Shields. She's from Carver, Massachusetts. Good morning, Eileen. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing great as well, thank you. So, you're from Carver, Massachusetts.
Correct.
Tell me, you ever sneak out at night and pee in the cranberry bogs?
No, I haven't done that.
Thank you so much.
I'm just asking for a friend. So, here's the deal. You've listened to Win a Grand in 60 Seconds on the radio many times, and you're saying, like, I can do that. That sounds pretty simple, right?
Okay.
Okay. But this is the test, because now you got to do it yourself on the radio. Okay, this is where, you know, the tough get going. The going gets tough, you know. This is where the rubber meets the road, Eileen.
Wow.
LBF is going to ask you 10 questions within 60 seconds. You'll hear the timer in the background ticking away. If you can answer all 10 of those correctly before the timer ends, we give you $1,000 in cash. If you come to one you don't know, say pass, move on. You got time left at the end. We let you come back and pick them up. Are you ready to play?
Okay.
Okay, you got this.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
If you freeze water, what do you get?
Ice.
Things fall when you drop them because of what?
Gravity.
What color are the stars on the United States of America's flag?
White.
Who played Scarlett O'Hara in Gone with the Wind?
Pass.
Who recorded the album The Dark Side of the Moon?
Bigfoot.
What is the postal?
Pink Floyd.
What is the postal abbreviation for Maine?
M-A.
What is
M-E.
What is allspice alternatively known as?
Pass.
In The Simpsons, what's the name of the beer served in Springfield?
Oh. What?
Emerald is the birthstone for which month?
What is May.
What is the ballet term for a 360-degree turn?
Circle.
You're a strong candidate.
Okay. Not bad.
I liked your backtracking. It was very energetic.
You came back and picked two up.
Bing.
We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, right?
This was good. You know what? You weren't afraid to go back and be like, no, that's wrong, right before the answer. All right, who played Scarlett O'Hara in Gone with the Wind? I know you know this. Vivien Leigh. Okay, the other pass was, what is allspice alternatively known as? Pimento. Huh. Duff is the name of the beer served in Springfield. And a pirouette is a ballet term for a 360-degree turn.
So, I didn't hear the ballet.
Yeah, okay. This means that
I thought you said ballet.
Oh, valet?
Oh, I
like
see.
Like valet in car?
Yes, I'm like, well, we might do a circle.
Okay. Yes, all right. Yes.
Well, your answer makes more sense now.
Well, we got a it finally does. We got a consolation prize for you, a pair of tickets to see Daryl Hall and John Oates, June 7th, Xfinity Center. Tickets are on sale now. Visit LiveNation.com. And anybody else, if you think you've got what it takes, log on to WRR.com, and you could be playing next. Hey, Eileen, have a great day. Yeah. Thanks for playing. Enjoy the concert, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, at 8:40 this morning, we're going to be talking with Bill the Spaceman Lee. Bill the Spaceman Lee pitched at Fenway Park over the weekend. And we're going to get the whole story for you right here at WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Things you need to know today before you get to work. Okay, where do you want to start on things you need to know?
All right, we've got the great chicken debate, how to lose weight doing these two things, and bees and dogs can smell fear, but so can this. All right, first up, if you want to lose weight, all you need to do are these two things. You need to walk and chew gum.
Okay.
Harder than it seems.
At the same
time? If you can't walk and chew gum at the same time,
you're out.
These scientists believe that you can't lose weight.
Yeah, so people who chew gum and walk have higher heart rates and more energy and lost more weight. They think it's called a cardio-locomotor synchronization and basically syncs up your heartbeat with a repetitive movement. So by chewing gum, you get your heart rate up to the cardio zone and keep it there. How about chewing beef jerky? I mean, I don't know.
Hey, you know, you can come up with all the excuses in the world why you can't lose weight. Okay, you can't walk and chew gum at the same time. It all really basically comes down to one thing.
What's that?
You have to stop shoving food in your pie hole.
It's, yeah, I know, said the skinniest that's, man in the room who only eats once a day. But we're not judging you. Yeah. You're judging us.
It's calories in, calories out. You
know? I know, but I like the little tricks, and I'm going to try walking and chewing gum just to see what happens. Nothing.
Walk right down to a meatball sub.
Yeah, I'm going
to
walk right down there. That's what I should start doing is walking right down to my meatball sub place.
But chew gum on the way.
Hey, so now the other thing is the great chicken finger debate. This is funny because this happened on, it's on a little poll on Reddit. Should chicken fingers, this is a good question, be promoted from the kids menu to the adult menu? And I feel like it has in one respect because it's an appetizer. You can get them. But yeah. I feel like kids menu items should be, I think can you go in as an adult without a kid and order from the kids menu? And
sure.
Frown? I think that they should allow you to do that.
My wife did it on Saturday night. We went to the Route 1 Grill House up in Saugus. It's next to the old Hilltop. It was fabulous. And my niece and nephew got chicken fingers. And she's like, oh, my God. So she ordered that exact thing.
Probably not the ones in the shape of a dinosaur, though.
No. They were in the shape of cactuses. Yeah. It was next door to the Hilltop.
Oh, well,
is there a thing that you like on the kids menu, like besides chicken fingers, that you know you want to get sometimes?
Macaroni and cheese all the
time. Yeah, like mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese is great.
Yeah. It is good. Hey, I like a grilled cheese.
And
I think that's
you know
fun.
If you see mac and cheese on a menu and it has that like mac and cheese on the kids menu and then mac and cheese with lobster on the adult menu.
Yeah, is that bad?
That's because it's like 10 times as much.
Yeah, I know. That's the good part about it. But if you want to go small and get it's also a way to get a smaller portion. All right. Did you know this?
You know bees and dogs can smell fear?
They sure can. You know who else can smell fear? Dentists. Dentists apparently can smell fear, according to this Italian study. And you know what happens when they smell your fear? They actually make more mistakes because of it.
Oh. Well, that makes them nervous or what?
So it subconsciously stresses them out
really?
And makes them nervous because they smell fear.
They can smell fear over burning enamel.
Oh, yeah, they can. Isn't that the worst?
That's one of the finest smells in the world.
Literally the worst smell.
Burning enamel.
It's so bad, and that sounds.
It's nasty.
Oh.
Nasty smell.
Great.
Anyway, so next time you go to the dentist, try not to be afraid because.
Don't
you might poke a hole in your face.
Okay, Bill, the Space Manly, Red Sox pitching phenomenon, is going to be joining us at 8:40 this morning, and he actually pitched at Fenway Park over the weekend. Hank is here. Update on the commute. Hank, the latest is.
Burning enamel, that could be like a Yankee candle for dentists.
That's true.
No?
You know, there was a Yankee candle for UMass Amherst. No joke.
I really know what it smells house. Like.
It smells
like. I know what it smelled like.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Bill Lee Report. Yes, the pitching legend from the mighty Boston Red Sox, Bill Lee. Bill the Space Manly is on the line with us this morning. And Bill actually pitched in Fenway Park at the Legends exhibition over the weekend here. And it's the first time Bill has pitched in Fenway Park since. Bill, when's the last time you actually pitched there?
1981, the day after the strike was finished, Dick Williams. I said I wasn't going to come back. I was at Dinosaur National Park with my kids and my Volkswagen camper, the Westphalia. We were fishing and chasing dinosaur bones. And he said, I'm not coming back. The strike's over. You don't need me and everything else. He says, I'll let you pitch at Fenway Park against the Red Sox. I said, I'll be there.
Okay. So, how was it being back on the mound at Fenway Park after all these years?
You know, I go out there and they had a chunk of. I wear spikes because I knew I'd have to pitch off the real mound and everything else. And damned if they didn't lay AstroTurf out there like it was a red. It was a green carpet, not a red carpet. And I go, why did I? I said I could have wore turf shoes, you know. And I said I don't like pitching on spikes on AstroTurf. And I'm first pitched a guy. Threw a strike, and then I threw a changeup, and he hooked it in the right field corner, and Gomes held it to a single, and then I got the next hitter to hit into a double play, and I go, welcome to my world, because that's what I did for a living.
Yep.
And I retired the last four guys in a row. I went out there, and I let off the the third inning, I think, off of Garces, and I butted the ball past him down the third baseline because Lowell was playing back, and we were down two runs. And I beat it out. I didn't beat it out. He had pulled the first baseman off the bag, so I was safe anyway. And that's when I was wearing that MP hat. That made the glow. You know, and
okay, so now why did you bunt? Why did you bunt on Garces?
Because we were down two runs. We needed base runners. I was a leadoff hitter.
Oh, come on.
And
tell
that's
them
how
real,
you play the game.
Tell them the real reason.
It was
because he's fat.
It's real baseball. Yeah. And, well, he was heavy, exactly. And Lowell wasn't back. He came in because he knew I could bunt. He was smart, but I put it in a good spot, and Garces couldn't make the throw, and was safe. But after the inning, you know, Evans, my manager, goes, Bill, why did you bunt? Why'd you bunt? I said, we're down two runs. You know, that's how you play the game. And he looked at me, and I'm going, why are you managing me? You're so much younger than me.
Okay. So, Now, to regular baseball now.
Hey, Bill Lee looks better than David Price out on the mound, even though he got
That's true. That's true.
Well, I got better hands than him, too. I would have caught that line drive.
Right off his belly.
That guy, he's like Michael Jackson. He wears a glove on his right hand for no apparent reason.
Okay, so how are you feeling about the Red Sox now?
I love him. You know, Betts, I saw him round the bases. He scored on a double, and he kind of tweaked his hamstring a little bit because he's such an aggressive guy. He's got to learn how to back off. He's young. He's got to learn how to save his energy so he doesn't tweak his hamstrings anymore. That bothered me, but
everything
else is fine.
Were you surprised by the Hanley Ramirez announcement?
Oh, yeah. I was shocked like everybody else. And first reaction is, oh, I hope it doesn't do anything wrong. But the Red Sox didn't miss a beat, and it was probably the right thing to do. I hope we don't need him in October, but maybe we can get him back in October. You know, I would send him with Manny Ramirez and send him both to Taiwan and let him eat Chinese food till we bring him back.
You know, that's pretty interesting, Bill, because you don't think anybody else is going to pay him that $22 million next year, do you?
No, I don't. No, he's. It's amazing that both their careers basically paralleled each other, and they both have the same last name, and I don't think they're related, but they sure are related economically.
True. Okay, well, there's your Bill Lee report today, but you're still feeling strong about the Sox, and we should still hang on to those World
Series.
Oh,
God, yeah.
Okay.
What pitching they've got. Yeah, they're a great team, and I'm wearing an ankle bracelet on my right leg, getting my right leg in shape because I ain't striking out with the bases loaded anymore.
There you go. There's your Bill Lee report. We'll talk to you next week. Have yourself a great day today, okay?
Bye-bye.
You bet.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.